This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. So, yesterday I was under the truck, and I thought, you know, Rich, I think we need to go over a couple concepts that you've talked about. Solvency, liquidity, and quantitative easing for the people. And my uncle said it, I think, very, very well when I was very, very young. He said, Vinny, if you buy something, and he used the term turn around, which meant right now, if you buy something and turn around and try to sell it, if you can't sell it for what you paid for it, you paid too much for it. And that is one of the things that Rich is going to talk about. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vincent. First of all, Vincent wanted me folks to talk about a couple of terms that I use. Sometimes, and I'll take the blame for it, I go through things awfully quick because I feel obligated to give as much information to the people as possible. And I probably should spend a little more time on certain definitions. So the first thing, I am going to go through liquidity and solvency definitions pretty quick because it's pretty straightforward. But I want to talk about this idea that I've been touting regarding QE for the people and then redefine what's happening to the yield curve. And if we have time, Vince, I'd love to talk about a lot of the hoopla that the mainstream media is talking about between with what's happening with Russia. But first of all, liquidity basically is the capability or ability of turning an asset into cash. And that basically, so when I talk about these particular terms, when I discuss economics 101, I mention, excuse me, liquidity quite often and as well as solvency. So an example is this ivory tower. Janet Yellen is puzzled. This is a great example due to the lack of home ownership for millennials. Well, I can go off into many tangents and discuss that line for about an hour, but I'm just going to stick to the definition of liquidity. This is a great example. Basically, what millennials don't have enough liquidity or cash for a down payment. And that's, in the terms of Economics 101, that's how I use that particular context. Now, solvency is very similar. It's basically the ability to pay your bills, your debts. So if you don't have any money to pay anything, you are not solvent. So there is a relationship between solvency and liquidity, and the term could be used interchangeably. And I've seen it many times in text and articles doing so. Now, regarding QE for the people, I talk about ideas and solutions a lot because too many people don't. And too many people are tired of the propaganda and the manufactured perception, pity, guilt, and the hyphenated Americans that the mainstream media and the powers that be are trying to shove down everybody's throats while everybody is going broke, especially the middle class. So when I talk about QE for the people, I talk about basically breaking up, I'm just going to mention some of the high points, breaking up the big companies and the word, the term, oligarchy, monopoly, and its definition, I would love to see obliterated because the lobbyists, the special interests, the PACs have basically created a fascist state, which I talk about often in America, where the big corporate oligarchies have created an alliance with big government, and they're protected by their liaisons of aristocracy, which is the lawyers, the judges, the politicians, and the bankers. So I would love to see, not that I'm trying to get rid of capitalism, but we have, everything is run by corruption, manipulation, deception, and nepotism in this country. And when you have 60 or 69% of the people who don't have the ability to have $1,000 in a savings account, when you have 78 to 80% of people living paycheck to paycheck, basically the elimination of the middle class is in sight. So what we need to do is stick up for the little people. And people, I would love to see people decide, and I know the elite is cringing right now, but they need to decide on how much net worth an individual corporation can have. When you have eight people, mostly Americans, having a higher net worth than half of the globe, of the world, of the earth combined. And when you look at the NGOs, the geoengineering, when you look at wars that have been funded by the same people, both sides, and the little people being used as cannon fire, you look at the Vietnam vets who were called every name in the book when they were drafted to fight a war, and the ones that weren't drafted probably enlisted, from what I understand, from what I've read, because they knew they were going to be drafted. And who fights the wars? The poor middle class. Not the elite, not the aristocracy. This war was started by false flags, propaganda, and lies, as most wars were. Who benefits? The bankers and the hierarchy of the military-industrial complex. So my next idea or criteria in fixing the economy and QE for the people, pardon me, would be negative interest rates. Now, people cringe when they hear that. But what the banks have is they have a huge spread on car loans, credit card loans, etc. And basically, well, when I talk about negative interest rates, let's say it's negative 5% interest rate. Let's say, okay, we all know what's happening in the subprime market with homes and with autos. We know school loans and credit card loans are at all-time high. We know debt's an all-time high. And this is basically at every level, corporate, household, government, pensions, the whole works, government promises. If people did the right thing and paid off their loans every month, wouldn't that be nice to get a 5% check back? People say, well, that'll never happen. I think we're in a transition right now where a reset could occur that actually could benefit the people. If enough people woke up to the solutions, the ideas, and the consequences, because we're heading towards a very dark place when you look at the math. A recession / depression is upon us. And the only reason they're not admitting it is because of creative accounting. So if we could have a negative interest rate and means testing at both ends, which means that if, let's say, the American people voted on the fact that you, if you had $500,000 or $1 million in the bank, you don't have to pay the so-called fees that occur for negative interest rates. But if you have over that amount, you do have to pay the fee. Because people have to realize, if the people voted on $3 million, $6 million, $10 million of net worth, isn't that enough to live? When you have people living in the streets, when you have Los Angeles alone having 60, 70,000 people homeless? You know, they always talk about ideas and solutions, but they never practice what they preach. And this is why I always talk about practice what you preach laws. So if we also added 100-year mortgages, and it doesn't have to be 100, all these ideas can be tweaked. 100-year mortgages. So if you have people barely surviving with a 20, 30-year mortgage, we need to get rid of all the variable rates and make everything fixed so people know what they are getting into. And with the LIBOR rates, which is the London Interbank Offered Rate, it's gone up over 2% just since 2005. And this rate's applied to trillions, from what I've read, up to $400 trillion of loans and derivatives. Credit cards, auto loans, all priced off of LIBOR. So when you hear things like short-term, overnight rate, LIBOR rates, okay, the short-term rate is going up. And that's why I'm going to talk briefly about the yield curve flattening, which is very relevant to today's economic structure. But if we had, going back to the means testing and the 100-year mortgages, if we had laws of excess, instead of allowing the powers that be to buy treason, to buy sedition, to buy espionage, I think our country would be able to redefine a lot of these politically correct buzzwords that the elite and mainstream media use, like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, prosperity, inclusiveness, and especially words that they've been using in overboard lately, like democracy and humanity. There's no democracy and humanity when the elite have gazillion dollars and 80% of people are living paycheck to paycheck and the savings rate's going down and the debt's going up. That's not humanity. That's greed. That's an addiction to power, money, and control. And I don't know about you, but I'm not crazy about having people with an addiction running the ship. And next, I think what would be really good is if we basically brought back the Glass-Steagall Act, because banks, commercial banks, investment banks, they've turned into casinos. They might as well give you free drinks when you come in the door. There's 5,000 banks in this country. We should probably have 1,000 banks, and they've all been bailed out. So many industries and companies have been too big to bail and too big to fail. Those people need to pay back the American people, especially the middle class, who've gone broke to bail all these people out. You won't hear this in the mainstream media, I can guarantee it, because this would never get sanctioned. Sanction means approved. And I will go into a little more detail and specificity after the break. And I'm sure some of you are in awe. But who knows? Maybe somebody might be listening at the very top. Vince?
There you go. There you go. We'll be right back. Rich Sheeben, offgridmontana.com.
My name is Kiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. rates, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich even has been talking about interest rates, banking. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vincent. I want to make it perfectly clear that Trump, and I've mentioned this many times, did inherit disaster, sabotage, demolition, okay? America has basically created an incognito status caste system, which is another word for the status quo. And when you look at debt, credit, pensions, valuations, demographics, central bank corrupt monetary policies, the definition of Keynesian economics, group identity politics. The game is rigged for future rates of growth. We're really in a stagflationary, deflationary, and manufactured inflation scenario in America and the world, really. And, you've heard me talk about, the new industry of robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, taking so many jobs, and interest rates being a function of growth, wages, and inflation. So when you look at economic growth, you look at wages, they're all going down, at best stagnant, and inflation, like I just mentioned, has literally been manufactured, which I've talked about on this show in great detail. But I want to go back to my fixing the economy and QE for the people, because if we don't have this dialogue, and we don't stick up for the little people, then we're going to be in a very, very bad state. Because, again, Trump did inherit this, and that's why he's doing what he can on the tariffs. I mean, when you have China not caring about trademarks and patents and copyrights. You know, how can you not say anything about that? You know, when you have the EU bringing a car over with us paying a 10% tariff, and we pay a 2%, or vice versa, we pay a 10% and they pay a 2%. I mean, how do you have commerce? How do you pencil that out? How do you keep out of the red under those situations? I think as Trump is trying to break the establishment, and we can all see that they've already broken us regarding the middle class. So let me go back to some solutions. I touched on 100-year mortgages, and I think if we can get rid of variable rates and go to fixed rates, I think we'd be a lot better off. And it would give the people in this deflationary, stagflationary period of time to catch up and have a life. And I think it would, that this idea alone would bring up housing in prices, especially with lumber going up between 35% and 50%, depending on who you read, just over the past year. Next, take the mean household debt. Now, I'm just guessing that it might be, say, 80%. Now, remember, GDP doesn't build happiness. What makes happiness is being out of debt and having a savings account. Okay, it's being above water, so to speak. It's having liquidity. It's being solvent. Okay? So that being said, what would really be great is, let's say the average mean household debt was $80,000. Let's just say, okay? I'm kind of shooting from the hip here, but let's go with it. Let's say Trump said, okay, we're going to give each household $80,000. For each individual taxpayer, $80,000. So you pay, if you have debt of those four big debt loads that I talked about, home, school, credit card, auto, if you have $80,000 in that debt load, you pay it off. You get paid off. But for the people who did the right thing, that $80,000 needs to be put into the economy to churn the economy. Okay? And basically it is a reward or a light at the end of the tunnel program for doing this. Now, when I talk about QE or quantitative easing, I've mentioned this on the show a million and one times. It's all fake and phony. 95% of the money goes to the top 1 to 7%. The great, great majority of that money goes to the top 1 to 2%. So when you hear people of the mainstream media discussing class envy, it's all BS. Okay? Because the money comes from the taxpayer, the middle class goes to the wealthy. Vince?
Yep. Hold that thought. We're coming. Going into a break, we'll be right back. Rich Heaton, offgridmontana.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin and the subsequent news conference after yesterday's Helsinki summit continues to draw condemnation from members of both parties. However, one Republican senator is coming to the president's defense.
I think there are people who hate the president so much that this could have easily been President Obama early in his first administration setting the reset button and trying to have better relations with Russia.
That Senate Republican Rand Paul, but Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump was embracing an adversary.
It's thoughtless, it's dangerous, it's weak.
Ford owners to share in $299 million the carmaker will pay to settle federal lawsuits over faulty Takata airbags. It's to reimburse them for having to wait for fixes to their cars. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Eben, you were talking about how money goes to the top 1%. Please continue.
Mm-hmm. Well, just think, what if somebody's actually listening in the power structure? What if somebody in Washington isn't bought and paid for? Maybe some of these ideas and solutions could actually make a difference to the average American, to the little guy, which, as you know, listeners, I define the little guy as the bottom 93% of income in a country, in a world, that hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications mean very little. So let me just finish off on this. If we dismantled the central banks and eliminated debt-based currency, and all we got to do is audit the Fed one time. If we audited the Fed one time, that would really eliminate the smoke being blown up everybody's butt, and we could see how corrupt and manipulated the whole system is. Now, to switch gears, I just looked at the time. I want to mention a few units of measure before I go into yield curve, and I'll try to be very quick here. You know, there's a reason why the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, doesn't basically consider food and energy is because it's so volatile, because they have to keep it under control. They want to keep the wool over people's eyes. Now, I don't know what the inflation rate should be. I don't know. Should it be 5, 6, 7, 8%? You know, when you have subsidies, money printing, lobbyists, special interests, eliminating small and medium-sized competition to the corporate oligarchy, you can basically manufacture inflation. It's just like the big corporate fleecing of America that I've talked about many times. When you don't put money into R&D anymore, you don't put money into new employees, when you don't put money into goods and services, and all you do is increase the stock price through stock buybacks and central banks buying stock, and you're basically feathering the nest of the executives in these companies so they can do cash stock options and put money in their own pocket. And, of course, mergers and acquisitions doesn't do the little people any good because it's mostly consolidation. In other words, it basically introduces the new energy of the new industry of robotics, automation, artificial intelligence into the mix. Another unit of measure, unemployment. You really think it's 4% when we have 100 million unemployed 25 to 54-year-olds? Should be at least 10%. I've read it should be in the low 20s. So they're trying to even change. I read this last week, and Vince and I, we talked about this a little bit, how the powers that be are trying to change the definition and unit of measure of the yield curve, and it's flattening. Now, I've read that the Fed can easily change the spread by selling long-dated treasuries that they have on their balance sheet. You know, for example, increasing the 2- and 10-year lead yield 200 basis points. But that would only affect the paper outcome. It doesn't help the little guy. Things are just more corrupt today than they've ever been. So selling long in duration of maturities, what they call bills or bonds or notes, supposed to keep the yield curve from inverting. And that's just creative accounting. And basically, like when I talked about the LIBOR rate or the short-term rate or the overnight rate, the short-term rate is what's going up dramatically. And the long-term rate is slightly going down. So when you hear yield curve flattening, heading towards an inverted yield curve, what that means, under normal conditions, short-term bonds should not yield more than long-term bonds. So the higher interest rate equals a longer maturity. And banks need to borrow at a low yield curve or low bond rate and then lend to the people or to businesses at a higher rate. And that's where that spread comes in. You've heard that term spread. That's a term for retail and wholesale and even consumers, where they buy low and sell high. And unfortunately, in this particular system, one of the reasons why they keep artificially keeping the stock market up is because they know that most people buy 85% at least, buy high and sell low. And I have absolutely no doubt in my mind that the powers that be are waiting for the perfect time to blame Trump for the crash that most likely will occur, and that's artificially being held up. So they're probably going to blame it on Russia, or trade wars or something. But going back to the yield curve, pardon me, I digress a little bit here, but we got to be careful even about credit ratings, because that whole game is rigged too. So when you hear AAA or whatever, I think most things are probably triple Z these days, but higher rates are for higher risks. And long-term, that's why longer maturity gets higher rates. Now, people have to understand that when you have things like fractional reserve lending, printing money is debt-based. And when the local banks can't lend, everything stands still. If banks stop lending, credit growth stops and the financial bubble stops. You've heard me say before that it's a credit catastrophe when the yield curves flatten and especially invert. Well, that is absolutely the case. But if the Fed and the powers that be are trying to change the unit of measure regarding the yield curve definition, the flattening of it and the inversion of it, just like they have with other tools, and I've mentioned two just now as an example, the CPI and unemployment. We all know it's fake and phony. Well, they're trying to do the same thing to basically buy time. And that's really a shame. Vincent, what do you think about my – I try to be a little quicker on that second part because I see we're running out of time here.
Well, I was thinking about what you were saying, and – I was thinking about a definition, kind of a tangent, and the definition of the word deadbeat. And let me just tell you how this relates to banking. Well, a deadbeat, according to the Internet, is an idle, feckless, disreputable person. A synonym would be a layabout, a loafer, an idler, a good-for-nothing, a bum, a sponger. Okay. There was a saying that there's no room for deadbeats in the Navy. All right. So a deadbeat is also, the Urban Dictionary says, a deadbeat's an adult, age 18 or older, who's not going to school, living with parents or friends, not working or looking for a job, and does not help out with, you know, the expenses and so forth. Okay. Now, in banking, they use the term deadbeat also. It's completely opposite of what you would think. You would think a deadbeat is someone who doesn't pay his bills. As someone who charges on the credit card and doesn't pay the interest or the fees or so forth and so forth. Well, that's not true. In banking, the term deadbeat is someone who does what I do. I'm a deadbeat. I do not pay interest on credit card balances because I pay the balance off every month. So the bank refers to me as a deadbeat. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is it kind of is in sync with what Rich Sheban is telling you about their perspective toward us. Now, let's go toward interest rates. Now, Rich, you mentioned that banks work on the spread. Okay. Well, if you have savings in Bank of America, the annual percentage rate that you're going to receive is 1/100th of a percent on your savings. 1/100th of a percent. Chase Bank, same thing. Citibank, same thing. HSBC, that stands for Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation, same thing. PNC might pay you between 1/100th and 3/100ths of a percent. Not very much, right? Wells Fargo, same thing, 1/100th to 3/100ths of a percent. Now, let's go to what they charge. Now, let's say you're not a deadbeat and you've missed a payment and they adjust your average credit card, I'm sorry, your penalty interest rate. Okay? The penalty rate is also called the default rate. So that's the rate you pay if you fail to make your payments on time. It's significantly higher than what you'd pay if you did pay your payments on time. So how much? Citibank, Now, the maximum that they can charge, the maximum allowable interest on a credit card is 29.99%. Citibank charges 29.99%. Chase, 29.99%. So we're looking at an enormous spread that the banks can charge. Now, what if you have just an annual percentage rate, you're paying the interest on time? Well, here we go. If you have, in 2018, a travel reward type card, the average interest rate is between 15.99 and the highest is 19.24. If you have an airline card, the average is 16.24. The highest is 21.99. What I'm saying is these interest rates are exorbitant. I thought usury was anything over 10%. These credit card banks are out of control with their rates. Banks are not your friends. Banks are trying to steal everything they can. And just as a side comment, every year I get a statement, a letter from the bank saying, Dear Mr. Finelli, here are the current fees for all kinds of transactions, like letters of credit, over limit, and so forth. And I call them up every year and I say, I'm a little confused.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I got this letter from the bank, and it says that it's a price list for products. I still don't get that, even though I was in banking. I don't understand how they can call what they do a product and services. So I'm going to read this to you. I downloaded it. It's a full page. I'm going to go very quickly, and I'm going to round the numbers to make it simple. So these are fees, okay? And corporations posing as governments and banks are doing the same thing. They're trying to figure out how they can charge you more, every way they can think of. So overdraft charge per item, $29. Insufficient funds, $29. Negative account fee, $5 per day per account overdrawn after three business days. It's $5 a day. Inactive account fee, $4 a month. Unauthorized ACH return, $15. Deposit chargeback, $4. Cashier's check, any amount, $5. Money order, any amount, $3. Counter checks, $2.50 plus postage. Deposit books, $2. Check image copy of your current statement, $1. Check image if they have to research it, $4. Photocopies per page, 33 cents. Facsimile, you want to send a fax at the bank, $1 a page. Account history printout, $2.50. Non-customer check cashing fee, 1% of the check amount, or a $5 minimum. Okay. Premature account closing, $20. Dormant fee per month, $5. Notary fee, $2. Garnish or levy, $20. Tax letter of credit, $29. Statement balancing, $25 an hour. Account research, $25 an hour. Return mail statement, $1. Stop payment, $25. Wire transfers, depending on whether it's ingoing, outgoing, or international, $12, $20, $45, or $25. Return wire fee, it varies, it says. A phone request for a funds transfer, $2. Telephone account inquiry, 99 cents. And the list keeps going. That's what the bank I deal with. And so what do? Every year I call them up and say, hey, I got the letter. Thanks so much. Appreciate you sending me this. This doesn't apply to me, does it? Oh, no, Mr. Finelli. Nope, that doesn't apply to you. Okay, so you can do the same thing. Rich, we are being skinned a little bit at a time. We're being skinned.
Well, the powers that be are searching for dollars under rocks right now, and the people are tapped out. And I don't know when they're going to get this. When you have either 60 or 69, depending on which author you believe, of people don't have $1,000 in savings, and almost 80% of Americans living paycheck by paycheck, where is the money supposed to come from? It's the same analogy to when the tax assessor, as you know, we had several shows on this, came to my house, said I had two finished bathrooms and a finished basement, which I have neither, amongst other amenities that they said I had. And they taxed me on it, and they didn't even tell me unless I looked into it. So the whole system is crooked, it's corrupt, and this is why I went through that QE for the people again, because we have a chance with this reset to do something right, to do something for the little guy. The little guy has no protection under the law, has no restitution under the law, and it's losing ground. I mean, you look at the job situation, you look at the savings, you look at the debt, you look at all the catastrophes and despair that's happening on a daily basis, and nobody is sticking up for the little people. Or Congress.
So what do we do?
Well, and that's why I talked about QE for the people. I talk about the three criteria standing for principle. I think practice what you preach laws are absolutely mandatory. And if Washington and the people at the very top are not hearing me, then that means that the system is totally frozen and only benefiting the aristocracy, and that everybody else is serf or subject.
I have to tell a very quick story. So I went to Springfield. Mrs. Finelli was in the vehicle, our car. Our son was, and I was. And we decided to stop at the tool store. Needed a couple of quick tools were on sale. And so I pulled into a parking space. It was hot. Mrs. Finelli said, I'll just keep the windows down. I'll just read my book while you guys go in the store. We came out of the store a few minutes later, and right next to us pulled this diesel truck. It's a hot day. He was running his air conditioning, had his windows up, and his exhaust was blowing right into Mrs. Finelli's car. I said, hey, see that lady over there? See what you're doing? You're running your exhaust right into her car. Hey, you can do it too, class. He shut down that vehicle right away, apologized. You can do it too. Thanks for achieving for being with us today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to...
Thanks so much.
100%
I'll see you tomorrow.
Whereas typical whey protein...
Thank you, Vince.
...no more than 18%
utilization. Okay, see you, Rich.
Protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.